We don't want our labor to be in vain. This is the LifeSpring 1 Year Bible coming to you almost live from Riverside, California. I am on vacation, so this episode is pre-recorded. Podcasting since 2004, I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. It's Psalms Wednesday. Our reading will be chapters 125 through 127. The website is lifespringmedia.com. There's all sorts of great episodes over there for you to go explore. And the contact information will be at the end of today's show. Before we read, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we love you so much, and we thank you for our time together. We thank you, Lord, for your word, and we pray, Lord, that you would teach us today. Touch our hearts, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, are you ready? Let's begin. Psalm 125 is in the series of Psalms from 120 through 135 that are titled Songs of Ascent. As the people of Israel made the journey to Jerusalem for one of the three annual feasts, they would sing these songs. Psalm 125 would be especially appropriate as they made their way up to the city and the temple. Psalms chapter 125. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, from this time forth and forevermore. For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, lest the righteous stretch out their hands to do wrong. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, and to those who are upright in their hearts. But those who turn aside to their crooked ways, the Lord will lead away with evildoers. Peace be upon Israel. Psalm 126 is also a song of ascent, and it may have been written as a song of gratitude to God for his restoration of Israel after the exile. Psalms chapter 126. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then they said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them." The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like streams in the Negeb. Those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy. He who goes out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. The title of Psalm 127 is slightly different. Instead of being just called a Song of Ascents, this one is called a Song of Ascents of Solomon. While some scholars believe that the author of this psalm is David, writing to Solomon, most scholars believe that this psalm was written by Solomon. He, of course, was the son of King David, and he succeeded David to the throne. Solomon is known for many things, but he's most noted for being the wisest man who ever lived, and for writing the Old Testament books of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, and last but certainly not least, he's responsible for the building of the first temple in Jerusalem. Psalms chapter 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate. Well, beloved, it is believed that Solomon had the building of the temple in mind when he wrote, "Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain," in Psalm 127. Of course, this thought can be applied to building a family or pretty much any other endeavor. If God is not in it, then there will be no lasting value to it. With that in mind, it's always a good idea to seek God's will and his blessing in any undertaking. Let's ask God to guide our steps and our decisions. Let's invite him to step in and take over in our home and our work, our school, our church, and our government. Let's ask him to build our house, because we don't want our labor to be in vain. We want the fruit of our labor to last. Tomorrow will be Poetry Thursday, and the reading will be Ecclesiastes 3 and 4. I want to hear from you. If you have a comment, a question, a prayer request, or a praise report, send them to me via Boostagram, or to leave a voice message, call the LifeSpring Family Hotline at +1 951 732 8511.
Or for prayer requests and praise reports, go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com. And for comments or questions, go to comment.lifespringmedia.com. And last, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Thanks to Sister Denise and Michael Hainer and Scott Snyder and today's show artist, Jason Pascal, and Sister Brittany for their donations of time and talent. God bless you guys. Have a great day, beloved. Thank you for including me in it. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb. Thanks again for being here. Bye.
LifeSpring Media, bringing the message of hope, love, and good news since 2004.